Hello, everybody. My name is Ken Fallon. I'm down here in the bowels of Odd Camp 11, and I'm just snagging an interview with Alan Cox. How are you doing, Alan?
I'm fine, thanks, Ken. Nice talking to you.
Can you give a little bit of background on what your booth is here?
Yeah, I have a small display called Info Point, for information point for free software. And this is a project which takes information around to computer fairs. The computer fair I am interested in is my local one down the road from me. I live in Bracknell, and the Bracknell Computer Fair is held every month on the second Sunday, and I'm there. I'm very fortunate. The organizers donate me a table every month if they have one spare, and I turn up with my sheaf of leaflets and CDs, and it's at the sharp end of the Windows user fraternity, and a few of them, a small percentage, expect to see me there.
Okay, so what is the InfoPoint project?
The InfoPoint project is to take, it's an outreach project to take information on free software out to the computer fairs community and the attenders. People who go to computer fairs are usually fairly techie literate, and they usually don't mind messing around, and they are very good candidates to sell floss to.
Yeah. I don't know, a lot of people are from the States, so can you explain what a typical computer fair might be?
It's a glorified pasting, wallpaper pasting table set around a few hundred of these in a large hall. People pay a few pounds for entry, and they get traders selling them a fairly cheap, mostly hardware, computing hardware items, anything from complete computers to power supplies and components.
So for the specialist who wants to build a computer and
yes.
CDs and printers.
Hobbyist,
and
yes.
And ideal thing for the InfoPoint project.
Yes.
So the InfoPoint project, when did you set that up?
This was nearly 6 years ago now, 6 years ago this coming Christmas. I didn't set it up. It was set up by someone called John O'Bacon, who presently works for Bless Them Ubuntu. Yeah, Canonical. And he was a writer, a journalist, and he said, come on, guys, let's get out on computer fairs. I came into the scene a bit late in the day, but my event, which is so close to home and very convenient for me, and I'm passionate about it, quite passionate, it's very convenient. So that has endured, whereas other people perhaps find it more of a chore to go and stand talking to Windows geeks all day.
I can imagine it's difficult. I imagine there's a lot of hostility there.
They are very polite. I've had one comment in about 5 years that said, oh, everybody uses Windows. I responded. I'm a bit ashamed. I wasn't quite so polite as I should have been. But
last night when I was going home in the cab, the taxi driver said he couldn't get his head around what Odd Camp was. Somebody had obviously, he'd obviously brought a few of us home already at that stage, and he just couldn't understand why people are giving it away for free. How do you get paid?
I don't get paid in money terms. I just get a very good feeling. It's a very good way for me and my technical brain to try and help the world become a better place.
Yeah, he could not get his head around the concept. But then, do you make money? No, it's not about making money. So I must admit I had a few pints, so it was very hard to explain. So, you know, put yourself in that cab, given that you're sober. How would you convince just a person on the street, okay, go with this?
Some people in my life, and I'm now 69, have helped me, and I know when these occasions were. So they were strangers, and they've often helped me, and some of those occasions have been really important to me, and they got no money for it. They just helped me because I was another human being, a friend, a stranger, and some people didn't help, but some people really did help. So what I'm doing, I'm adding something into the community. It's a nice hobby. I love it. If I wanted to make money from it, I certainly would make money. But I'd also give away stuff for free. But I'm not in it for the gratis end of it. I'm in it for the freedom. There is a political, there's a social veneer, there's a social factor here. Although it isn't a political movement, it's not a religious movement, it's not a social movement, it is one of generosity. And that's what I like about it.
Very, very, very good. I tried to use the analogy to a library, which kind of went some way into explaining it.
Yes, it's important to have a library there when you need it.
Yeah.
And if you have lots of money, it's not so important. But of course, people need a leg up, not just in the developed countries, not just in the UK and the USA. People need to give themselves a leg up, and they can do that with licensed software, which is licensed, but licensed freedom-wise.
I think we've all listened to the Karen Sandler's and Free Isn't Freedom. Her medical device, her heart machine, is running proprietary software. This is not good. You know, more and more there's free software, or there's software coming into our lives, and I think this is becoming a topic that we really need to start getting the people convinced about it, and I think the InfoPoint project is a good way to go. So, if somebody in their locality was trying to think, okay, how can I give back to the community, how would we go about doing that?
The InfoPoint project specifically is at infopointproject.org/wordpress. That will introduce the project. The site itself, as ever, is not really up to date, but the philosophy's there, and if they contact myself, Alan Cox, COCKS, emails variously, then I'll certainly help them out with leaflets and information and tips and hints.
This would be something, obviously, that you'd like to see spread across the world, no doubt.
It would be great, yes. It's a very good way of the face-to-face contact at a technical level, which is way below what you get in a Linux user group. The people I talk to would never even use forums, really.
And how would you say to a Windows user, you go down the use Firefox route, use Thunderbird route, or do you, you know, go hardcore, here's the Linux distro?
Gently, softly, I would say by all means use the free software, use Firefox, Thunderbird, LibreOffice. And then when they're ready, when they realize there is an alternative, when they're confident in the alternative, and the support network around your alternative, then support them, help them to use something other than Windows.
But, you see, I think a fear a lot of people may have is, okay, I introduced this guy to Linux or open source, and now I'm going to be the support person for the rest of infinity. You know, how do you deal with that?
I think you have to be aware that that is a possibility. So if you're promoting this, you ought to promote it with a long stick. But the friends I have are regard me as their support network. But they're very grateful. They're very grateful, and I do get pretty good birthday presents from them. I don't want money, but it's very embarrassing when they are very grateful.
Yep.
It's really nice, but you do gather a support network.
Fantastic. Listen, thank you very much for doing the interview, and I look forward to helping out. Okay.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.